Blog Talk Radio.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the thing that Lord, tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, yeah, nah, 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 nah. Just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the same the Lord. Now it didn't come easy, but I'm so glad that I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me and will be until the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove or and Jesus, Jesus, he's a precious. Matthew 11. I must preach. Matthew 11:2-3. If you have it, please let me, you know, I'll get caught up, because I'm nothing but a praise leader anyway. Oh, for grace to trust him more, somebody say yes. Matthew 11. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him, oh, and oh, come here, Donnie, help me, Donnie, quick.
You are
Come on.
That we are living in the days
the trust will be tried.
Mm-hmm.
We live it in a day that trust will be tried. What I mean by that? Mm-hmm. We live in a day that people will ask and do anything to try to discredit God in the last days. Oh, I know right about it. We live it in a time when the cross don't mean nothing but just a necklace or a picture on the wall. Oh, yes, we living in that time. We living in a time the man can disrespect the mother. The child can disrespect the mother and parents. We living in a time that no one, there's a lot of people don't want to follow the Lord all the way. They just want to give him a little bit of their time, a little bit of their love, and they give the rest of it to the adversary. Help me, Holy Spirit. We live in a time, right? That's why she said we need more grace and mercy. That's why she sung that song like that, brother. Because when you are, when you've been through, because you've been through, because you've seen the DVD, well, not the DVD, the record on that rim. You remember saying that? When she leaned her head back? You seen that YouTube on that? And she sung that hard. She sung it so when she started singing, man, she started bagging up and she put her head down because she went down deep and found some. I need your what? What'd she say, Rim? What'd she say? You remember that? What she had to do around? She needs his grace. And we sit up here and try to argue if he's God. We sit up here and try to argue what the name, what is his name. We sit up here and have the audacity to sit up here and have what we call adult conversation. And you catch that rib. And I tell you, just from the bottom of my heart, I don't know everything. But one thing I do know, I'm kind of like that blind man. Once I was a sinner. But now I've been redeemed. See, he said I was blind, but now I can see. You know, you can call him what you want to. You got to deal with that. But I'm gonna call him my savior. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know that old song kind of long for some of you all, but I'm gonna tell you something, boy. When I hear that song, I heard it a long time ago. When you hear it's in the book, ain't it, Reverend? In the hymn book, ain't it? So I want to say this here, because I don't know too much, but I want to say this here, that God inhabits our praise. I'm glad God not slothful like we are. I'm glad God don't pick a time and just do what we do. We give more credibility to the world than we do God. We would take time out and be on time with some mess. But when it comes down to God, we just come when we want, leave when we want. I'll help you, Holy Spirit. I'll help you, Holy Spirit. So I got a scripture today. Might not work with anybody but just myself. If you don't want it, you know, I'll take it all myself. You know what I'm talking about? I got a scripture for me today. Just for where today. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe not, it might not be your day. What you say? Every time I hear you talk, it's for you. Yeah, because I don't want to be like nobody coming to serve and say, this ain't for me. It's, this lesson for where today. John chapter 10. And begin at verse 22. John chapter 10, beginning at verse 22. And we're going to be all the way down to 30 if it be God's will. You know, if you want to go a little farther, we will. But I want to tell you, Reverend, I've learned something now. And I've learned, because the old songwriter said, I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. But if I suffer, Reverend, I will gain eternal life. But when I see Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. What I'm going to say, Reverend, amen. When I see the one died on Calvary, I'm going to say amen. See, I don't, I've been laughed at, talked about, misgone, don't get, sometimes don't get the help I think I should get. But you know what I think about this thing, this cavalry race, Reverend Henry? It ain't given.
What's that?
It ain't given.
Mm.
It's not given to the one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how it goes, the strong and the swift and the battle,
yes, sir,
and the
I give
one
you.
Who endure.
Yes,
endure. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I used to didn't understand this thing, man. But as closer
mm-hmm.
I get to God, as closer I see my home one, I know my living is not in vain. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know it's not. Because you know why? Because he got me in a point of my life knowing it's better, Reverend, to do what we're doing right now. It can't get
yes,
no
sir.
Better than this, Reverend. It can't get no better than what we're doing right now. Man, you know, we don't even have to read the scriptures because we got a testimony. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because
mm-hmm.
we overcome by the blood of the word of the testimony. God. As you speak, you speak because God, now watch this now, I'm embarrassed myself, deliver me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my deliverance, don't call me not to slip, Reverend. Paul wrote
yes,
scripture. And I don't use it for a crutch, Reverend, but he wrote a scripture one day.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I find myself, Reverend, I find myself, that's what he said, doing things, can I paraphrase a little bit? You don't mind?
Yes, sir.
I find myself doing things I shouldn't be doing. He said, it ain't me, it's the sin within me. That's what he said. This is a man from
mm-hmm.
two-thirds of God's Bible. You hear me?
He said,
I see and feel myself doing things I shouldn't be doing, Reverend. That's what he said. Oh,
right.
When he got to the point. He got to the point that we all love. Be the God.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go get there one day again. We got to go there again. It's like a tongue twister when you get to reading it. I do and I did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was trying to tell us, for us who on this battlefield, for the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. For the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we generally do like this when we're in church. All praise gives to God, who is the head of our life. And I say that not mine. I'm going to say all of our life. And you know what, Reverend? He inhabits our praise. I'm going to get somewhere now.
Mm-hmm.
He inhabits our praise. There was a time. That's why when I hear people ask questions, they ask Jesus questions.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about one of the questions right now. They were so curious, you know, and Jesus sent a question like a rhetorical. You know what that means? It's like someone asking for a question and respond back. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend. So he's asking, when we get in the lesson, you're going to find out that we can read the word, we can study the word, but God wants us to do one thing about this word. He wants us to make it a living Bible in us. The people need to know God. They shouldn't have a doubt, not just because you're on a platform, not just because you got a title behind your name or front of your name. It's natural that you're a child of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. It ain't be when you
mm-hmm.
come to greet somebody, I'm favored and highly favored. And that's a good saying. That's probably really true. Well, watch this, man. When the light ain't on, are you still highly
mm-hmm.
favored?
Yes,
hey, Reverend. hey, if I was just a roach on the wall, a spider web somewhere, are you still feeling highly favored and full of the Holy Spirit? You know, I heard somebody hey, like they Popeye, I can't stand. I done took all I can. I can't stand no more. See, but Popeye got some spinach. What you taking, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
What you eating on, Reverend? The word of God. I'm going to leave you alone, man.
That's it.
What you got there, Reverend? I think you feel where I'm coming from. We're going to go to John 10:22. What you feeling, Reverend? Talk to me.
Man, I'm just thankful that God blessed me to be this day, and I'm excited for what He has for us. But I'm so glad it's not our that doeth these things that I shouldn't be doing, but that that dwell in me. So that lets me know that I must continue to press towards the more that God will deliver me continually. You know, some people think that it's just a one-time thing, but it's a continual thing as you walk close to God. It's a continual cleansing. You know, you don't just wash your car one time. You don't just bathe one time. But you got to continue to clean if you want to keep striving, you know, if you want to keep climbing. When you stop climbing, that's when you start to go the other direction. But if you keep on climbing, if you keep on pressing, God will give you that strength. And in that strength, he gives you that peace that passes all understanding. Praise the Lord. And that's what we do. You know, we come humbly before him, asking him that he would do what he will. See, because he knows our tomorrow. We don't know our tomorrow. We don't even know our rest of the day. He has it all in his hands, and I'm so glad that he blesses us. He blesses us with these lessons that we may continue to go forth. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. You know, I tell you what, man. Let's do this thing. Oh, Heavenly Father, that we come to the throne of grace, humble, Lord. We come, Lord, with our heart open up to you and thanking you, Lord, as we stand before you in the presence of your glory, Lord. Asking you, Father God, to have your way in the service, Lord. Bless our heart, Lord. Let it burn within that when we say that was we blessed that when you came by with the word and spoke to our heart. Bless it with a fresh anointing, Lord. A fresh spirit of your glory, Lord. That when man can feel your love, Lord. Lord, there might be some things that's holding us down right now. We ask you to forgive us, Lord. But the sins known and unknown. Lord, block us out of ourselves, Lord, that we can look at you through the light, Lord. So help us today as we decrease, Lord, and allow you to increase, Lord. Lord, we know, Father God, you can do without even us asking, Lord, but we just being humble and ask you, Father God, to have thy way, Lord. Bless us today, Lord, that we lift you up, Lord. Bless us to strengthen that we try to do, whether maybe we want, is doing some concentration right now. And, Lord, you know what I mean when I say concentration, Lord. Someone is focusing on you, Lord, not to lift themselves up, Lord, not to build the house and fill the house, but fill your glory, Lord. We want to be like when Isaiah said it was on the day of you. Uzziah, when he returned back to deliver, when he saw the heavens open up, Lord, let someone feel your reality and see your reality. Man's been asking to you to speak plain, Lord. And Lord, we want to present this lesson to you, Lord. And Lord, we put a title to the lesson, Lord. And we ask you to bless us with this title. I told you, and you do not believe, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let the man hear the lesson and believe, Lord. Let him believe.
Yes.
Quit trying to be so smart and take the wisdom of your Holy Ghost, Lord, and fall to our knees. Because down on our knees is the most highest praise, Lord. So help us today, Lord, as we detach ourselves from the earth and be in the spiritual realm, Lord. Move us from this earth that we can feel your grace, that we take this word along, not just even in this hour, if it resonates to go in the Father, that we might be in the midst of people, Lord, that you might say, I was there, and I was glad when they say, let's go to the house of the Lord. Thank you when you said, forsake not the gathering of the saints, Lord. That we should come together and edify one another, Lord. Lord, is anyone right now needs a blessing, Lord, or a healing, Lord? We ask you, Father God, let it be your will, Lord. If it's someone, Father God, is doing something they don't understand, Lord, We ask you to clear it up, Lord. Lord, we know, Father God, you know something than transition, Lord, and people are still transitioning as we speak. And some are getting ready to lay them to rest, Lord. We know you know all things, but we lift up our brothers and sisters to you, Lord. Let them know that earth has no sorrow, that heaven can't even mend. So, Lord, we ask you to help us with that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Speak, Lord, in your word, Lord. Many people probably read this scripture, Lord, but we want to tell them, Lord, bring something new out of it, Lord. Unfold something that they have never seen and mentioned to themselves when they were studying or even heard, Lord. Let the word speak today, Lord, whether it's teaching or preaching, Lord. Move. If it's expository preaching or teaching, move. Where it may be in joyful, no other laughter, move, Lord. Wherever it is to reach your people, do it in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Yeah.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I feel his presence. Reverend, we got a title, Reverend.
Okay.
This is a few of us on here. We got a title, so we all eat real good, Reverend. Because the Bible told us where there are two or three gathering in your name, in his name, he in the midst, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
So, Reverend, I want to put the title there, Reverend. And the title is, I Told You and You Do Not Believe. No, let me do this for Eric. I told you and you do not believe. That's what I want to talk about, Reverend. He told them.
All right.
And he told us. And some of us do not believe. I believe, but our actions don't show like we believe, Reverend. We don't believe. But they pretty wise, Reverend. They pretty wise. Because there's some people around there just waiting on him to fall and trip up. You got them kind of folk, right? Waiting on you to make a mistake, say something wrong, and hold you to it for the rest of your life. But you know, I've learned something, Reverend. And I know you can bounce for this. We can make them take it back, Reverend. We can take it back. We can make them take it back. How do you do that, Eric? What you do is lean not to thy own understanding. Understand, don't repent man for evil, evil. For God said, the Lord has vengeance. He repented, man. Don't worry about it. Just be what? Don't leave from God. Don't let nobody turn you from God. Keep the faith, baby. If you keep the faith, I guarantee you everything will work out. Look what the scripture said. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication. And it was one of them. It's two things going on right there, Rev. So some don't know we're in First John. What is it? It's the gospel of John. John, look at this John here now. This John here was he was right there, and he seen everything because he's a witness of what Jesus had done. And God allowed him to write it in what? In pen for us so we can see the day. So the writer is John. If you want to call him St. John, they have some of the old folks saying call him St. John. You know, if you don't know what that is, it's in the New Testament. If you still don't know what it is, you got what? Matthew. What you got? Mark. What you got? You got Luke. And you got John. So if you ain't got that yet, keep praying for it, man. Keep praying for it. They used to have a And I mean this not being comical, but we used to have Bible drills when we was younger, right?
Oh yeah.
We had to sing all the Bible, you know, as little kids, everybody laughed. Oh, you got it wrong. You know what I'm talking about? But you know what? Now today, you won't have to memorize. You can go to the front of the book. You know, the Bible you get, and you can turn to the very front of it. And like I tell anybody, especially when they first coming out, and you can turn to the part what it calls it. My book is right in the front. It'll say Old Testament and New Testament, right? I don't know why I'm doing it first for me. You know, sometimes you just don't know where the book is. So when you're in church,
you go.
Turn to the first part of that book, right? If you just can't go to it fast, you just look up there, and when he said Timothy, you see, they'll have a page number there. Like my said, First Timothy, it'll say 1291. So I got 1, 2, 9-1. So I found that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it starts right there. You know what I'm talking about? So that's how you can be a little quick with it, too, if you want to find it. But if you, yeah, most of us, we got phones, right? We got the app, right? We can go on that app and look at it, and we just tap on that real quick that way. But let me tell you something. Keep your hard copy. Don't forget about that hard copy. Keep your hard copy, because they be updating these little phones like it ain't nothing. You mess around and get a whole scripture taken out. You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So what I wanted to present again, John 10:22, and it was at Jerusalem at the Feast of the Dedication, and it was winter. Now, there's two things going on. It was a feast, right? And if you go in the Bible, right, you don't see nowhere in the Bible it mentioned the Feast of Dedication. See, there was some Bibles was written when Jesus, when God stopped speaking to his children for 400 years, right? And then one of the books was called Maccabees, right? Maccabees.
Okay.
So when you hear the dedication of feasts, that's what that came from. It came from the dedication of the feast, right? And it's kind of like we can use another thing like called the Feast of the Light. I want to do this for a reason, because I want us to observe something when we're coming into the Word, especially when Jesus is trying to make it plain to them, because you're gonna see what I'm talking about. And Jesus let him know it was a certain part of the season. It was winter time, real. It was winter time.
Mm-hmm.
Winter time. See, when you hear, if you've been around the church a little bit, you'll hear about there are five lost Bibles, books of the Bible, right? So when God wasn't talking to the children of Israel, mm-hmm. these books came up. Sirach, Maccabees, you even got Esther, you got Psalms, you know. I'm gonna tell you the way to do this here, to kind of stay away from it. You know what I'm talking about? If you can get enough reading in the Bible you got presented for you, time permit, one day God might have you to go look at them books. But I say stay away from them right now, because it can be very confusing, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? But this
mm-hmm.
word,
yeah.
this dedication of feast came out of Maccabees. 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 When you do your study, you know what I'm talking about. So I want you to know, this is the time when they come back to dedicating the temple. They were dedicating the temple after it had been tore up. Now Jesus came in there, and Jesus was saying it was winter time. They're going to find out it was winter time when he was doing this, all this had went down, Reverend. Now, what I love this part
mm-hmm.
because when they start mentioning certain places and certain things happen, it's got to have something that the people can remember and know what happened. Because when he said winter, it just wasn't no every day. Dang, right? Now we're going to find out these two places makes a point for us to start the lesson. Because let me read again. It
mm-hmm.
was in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
It was a feast of dedication, and it was in winter. Don't forget that. In Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And it was a feast of dedication, and it was winter. You know what I'm talking about? And look what it is. And Jesus walked into the temple of Solomon porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long, look at the rest, doest thou make us
mm-hmm.
doubt? Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, if thou be Christ, tell us plainly.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that
yeah.
in the book? Is that in the
That's
book?
It. Right? It's in the book. That's it.
He said, you know, now watch this now. You know, remember I told you when you, in most churches, right, they have what we call a vestibule, right? You come in through the door, and before you go to the sanctuary, you have a place right there. Maybe they might do some of the business, Reverend. Maybe they might give you a tithe offering. They might give you a welcome, you know. And before you go in, you get yourself ready to go into the sanctuary, right? And now this is Jesus at that porch of Solomon. Help me, Holy Spirit. And
yes.
when he was there, they had stopped him right then. They came around. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when they came around,
mm-hmm.
they wanted to ask a question, Reverend. They wanted to ask a question, Reverend. You know, you've been around us now, and we understand you're sitting there. So you know this church had to be pretty old because we look at how he's at Solomon's Gate and then his porch, and then we remember the Gate of Beautiful. You remember the Beautiful Gate, Reverend?
Yeah, same thing, Reverend.
Mm-hmm. So he's there. He's there right there, and they questioned him. Help me, Holy Spirit. They questioned him about, is he Christ? Is he be Christ? Tell us and make it plain, right? But look how he does it. You know, when we talk about, you know, people ask so many crazy questions, Reverend. They ask a lot of questions, Reverend. And Jesus looked at them, and as he walked in, he gave them something, Reverend, that you and I can hold our head on. Don't you know that there's going to be a lot of people doubt us? Dear, we can make it plain as plain it can be. And Jesus has something for them. And that's where I got my text from, man. That's where I got the subject from, the next scripture, right? But I want you to know they surrounded him, and they were curious, but they really wasn't that curious like they really wanted to know.
They really
want to trap him, Reverend. They really wanted to trap him. And we've been around you, you know. Talking about these religious leaders, you know, they don't put a name on them. They just put them around and say, "Well, they say the dude around about him. This is what it was: religious leaders." And they described them as Jews, right? And they refused to listen to Jesus. So Jesus had to mess with their unbelief right now, Reverend. Because they said he wasn't making it plain enough, Reverend. Can you believe that, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't making it plain enough. So they wished to talk to him and said, you know how some people, will you explain it, Reverend?
Right, right.
Will you explain it, Brother D? Will you explain it, Brother Willie? You know, somewhere down, somebody going to make it so they can understand. But I'm telling you, sometimes these guys ask questions, or the women or whoever they ask questions, it's not for them what they want to know for help. It's for something to kind of trip you up. And that's what they were trying to do. Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. So Jesus said, I'm in the book, right? Jesus is in the book, right? Let me do this here. And Jesus walked into the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews around about him and said unto him, how long, Reverend, dost thou make us to doubt? And if thou be what? Christ, tell us plainly. Plainly, Reverend. I'm going to get somewhere in a minute, Reverend. And Jesus answered them. Here we go, Reverend. I told you. This is where I got my subject here, Reverend. I told you, and you believe not. That's my subject, my sisters and brothers. I told you, and you believe not the works that I do in my Father's name. Thou bear witness of me. Help me, Holy Spirit. You hear that,
Reverend?
That's right. Thou bear witness of me. Oh, I'm in the book, man. He said, and when I believe that, Reverend, he said, I'm going to make sure, because I don't want to run through this, because I know it's going to get somewhere. Don't you know what he did, Reverend? He said, I told you. I got to hit this, Reverend. I told you, and you do not believe. Man, yesterday, for the last 2 days, I've been trying to tell us we are some hearers, but we're not doers. Now Jesus said, I told you. Watch this here. And you do not believe. So what that telling me, Reverend, you're not listening, brother. You're not hearing, Reverend.
Right.
That's what
you're
telling us, Reverend. But watch this here. Watch this. Let me do a little. Can I go? Can I? I got a checklist. Can I run with it a little bit? Can you ride with me?
Yes, sir.
I told you I am the one came from heaven. I told you whoever believes on me have eternal life. I told you I am the unique Son of God. Watch this, Reverend. You might not have got there yet. I told you I would judge all humanity. I told you I should honor me. You should honor me as the Father who's coming to heaven. I told you the Hebrew scriptures always speak of me. I told you perfectly and revealed God to you. I told you I always plead God and never sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I told you before Abraham was, I am. I told you I am the Son of Man. I know you ain't got that yet, Reverend. And Daniel prophesies about me. I told you I will raise myself from the dead. I told you, Reverend, I am the bread of life. I told you I was the light of the world. I'm in somewhere now. I told you I am the door. Watch this, Reverend. And I told you I am the good shepherd. What problem did you get? Didn't understand all that I just told you? That was Jesus told me.
Right.
I told you all of this, and you still don't believe. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, this ain't going to help nobody if they don't need it, Reverend. But this helped me. You know why? Because I've learned in this thing, you have to repeat yourself. You have to go over it so the people can hear. Because Jesus showed them evidence who he was, and they couldn't understand it, Reverend. So that Jesus said, I told you these things, and you still asking me to be plain, Reverend. That's what he asked him, Reverend. He asked him that. And let me back up and say that Jesus answered, I told you, and you believe not the works that I do in my Father's name that bear witness of me. But you believe not because you are not my sheep. As I say unto you, my sheep hear my voice and know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never, watch this, brother, perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I love this word. He didn't told them. Now he's telling them why they can't understand, and why they don't know him, and why they don't have a, he can talk to you, turn blue in the face, because they are not one of his sheep. He said, let me tell you, he said, my sheep, Reverend, that's what he said, my sheep, here's my voice, and I know them, and look what he said, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, Reverend, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when you look at that, Reverend, sure they ain't going to understand because they don't know him. Remember? They have a problem with that because they don't know him and they haven't received him as their Lord. If they would have received him as Lord, this question would never come up because he said, my sheep should hear my voice. When you are in the word of God or when you are listening to someone teach and preach his word and you hear the word Jesus and you hear the word where he said, I am the bread of life, that's the sense I'm always through you because you know him because you made him a personal relationship with him. So it shouldn't be like the one just speaking just get excited. It should be the one listening too because I know what he's saying is true. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because he fed me. Not this nurturing that we get with meat, bread, and milk, and water, but he fed me with the word of God. Because the Bible says, man don't live by bread alone, but every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. So Jesus said, if you be mine, and my Father give me you, I give you eternal life. Now, he said this, Reverend, before the cross. Reverend, he said, I give unto you eternal life, Reverend, before the cross. Now, this is gonna be something that somebody want to argue with, Reverend. They might want to argue, Reverend. Seems like somebody has some power, didn't it? Reverend, this is before he went to Calvary. He said, and I give unto them eternal life. Is that in the book, y'all? I told God to open something up to me new, so it might be something fresh and new to someone. Maybe you've read this thing a many times, but he said it right then. So that's telling me he had power before he went into that cross, before he hung on that cross, brother. But you know what he did? He took death. He took death and spoke it right here. He took death and spoke it right in existence right just then. I give unto them eternal life. I don't want to leave there. No, I don't want to leave, because every time I think about eternal life, Reverend, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, every time I think about eternal life, it's one of the scriptures we love to read, Reverend. It says, look at this here. Look how I read. Verily I say unto you, and I say unto thee, we speak, look at Reverend, that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and we receive.
Yeah.
He said, if you receive not our witness. Hold up. Let me get this so y'all make sure y'all with me. That's John, right? The same book, chapter 3, beginning at verse 11, because I want you to hear the master teach. I want you to hear the master preach. He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and we testify.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he said, that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. Is that same thing over here, Reverend? Is the same thing over here?
Yeah.
They told them to speak plain. Is it the same thing, Reverend? But Jesus told John again. Now this is red, Reverend. This is red. He said, if I tell you earthly things, help me, Holy Spirit, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? See, I'm gonna tell you something. Some things you just need to repeat, Reverend. You just need to repeat it, Reverend. Don't this time that scripture with that, Reverend. He said, if I have told you earthly things, you would believe not, Reverend. He said, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man have ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Watch this, Reverend. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but what? Have eternal life. So, Reverend, he's structuring our flesh to the spirit now. He's moving our fleshly thoughts right now into the spirit. He's moving the carnal mind to get you to wrap in to the eternal life. Now if I say eternal life to somebody that know the word, they're gonna say, thank you, Jesus. But if I tell somebody with a carnal mind, well, you can have eternal life if you believe in Jesus. Man, what is he talking about? Who is Jesus? You know, because they're looking at it in the natural. Help me, Holy Spirit. Once you have the Lord, once he is engrafted in your heart, my brothers and sisters, don't let nobody take that out of your heart. What you do to them, you do just like what he said. You trust in the word because you believe in heavenly things. And believe in heavenly things, it causes you to look like peculiar people, Reverend. Help me, Holy Spirit.
You
look like a little different than most, Reverend. It makes you like you're talking sideways, Reverend. It makes you look like you're talking sideways, my sisters and brothers. I love this ministry. You know what I love about this ministry? I know we're going to have people come. I know we're going to have people leave. I know people ain't going to come every day, Reverend. But, Reverend, we do it every day like most times we do in the church. You know what we do? And they get paid. Reverend, some of them doing it for benefit, Reverend. They doing it for jets. They doing it for business roads and two-story homes. You know, if you take all that,
Will
they still preach to you? Will they still teach to you? Jesus was that channel soldier. Oh, this is the Holy Spirit, y'all. Jesus was just that soldier. I need to do this again. Verily I say unto thee, we speak that we do know. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And testify that we have seen. And you receive not our witness. Help me, Holy Spirit. For if I have told you earthly things and you believe none, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? You can't tap into it, right? Because you're struggling with what I just told you about some earthly thing. Now I'm going to transition into the spiritual world. I can't get no plane in this. That's what he's trying to tell them. He said, if no man, that's what he said, have ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven, he said, look what he said. Then this is what we don't do enough. He said, as Moses lift up the serpent in the wilderness, even so most must the Son of Man be lifted up. Help me, Holy Spirit. That whosoever believes in him, Reverend, here we go, Reverend, should not perish, but have ever, for what is that? Eternal life. Now, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, into the world. To condemn, yep, here we go, y'all, to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be, what, saved. So I leave you with this, and tell you with this, and if we go back over here and try to finish this up, I want you to know, if you accept Jesus spiritually in your heart, spiritually in your being, that you, brothers and sisters, that you're going to be in a place where a lot of people misunderstand you. You're going to be in a place that you can't even, I don't care how you, you know, you have people say, tell me again another way. Tell me again another way. Brother, they are trying to fix it. It ain't just always because they don't understand what you're saying. They're wrestling in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
And trying to understand almost, what we say, a spiritual thing. So, order to understand spiritual, you got to, when you get over here, you got to cut everything off. Your job. Watch this, Reverend. If you just don't get mad, and I say your wife. Don't get mad, and I say just your husband, your kids, and focus on God. No bills, no how, and focus on, and watch as you meditate in the Word, and God will speak to you, and he'll show you greater things in the physical life, Heavenly Holy Spirit, if you look at him eternally, because he gives eternal life. It begins when you get a relationship. It never ends when you're in Christ. That's why we come to this scripture. It never ends. So we're not going to tell you, I'm going to say something you might not, I hope I can, God give it to me again to make sure we explain it right. He said, I give unto thee eternal life, and they shall never perish. He said, any man pluck them out of my hand. I'm going to do that again. Watch this here now. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's a bold statement. If you come to Christ and you stay in his will, you don't leave him, you got it, brother. You got it. The only time we don't have it when we walk away from him. You're not going to walk this earth and not make a mistake. You're not going to walk this earth. We've been there. Can I read that scripture again? Romans 3 and what? 23? Can we go there one more time for the sake of for the reason? Can we do that? For all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. It didn't say for the preachers don't sin. Yeah, the mothers of the church don't sin. The best person you know in life don't sin. PDJ, if you hooked up with names, you know. He said for all, Reverend, have sinned. They came short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has sent forth to the propitiation through the faith in his blood to declare his righteousness. Watch this, Reverend, for the remission of sin that are past, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, through the forbearance of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book, y'all. I'm in the book.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to tell you that, we are all going to be judged. But the judgment from the saint is going to be different. Then we're going to say, well done.
Yeah.
Oh, we have the Holy Spirit. What are you going to say? Well done. Well done.
Sir.
I'm starting to y'all. Well, well done. Thou faithful servant. You've been over a few things. Come on a little higher so I can make you over many. I thank God for what he had in store for the church. I thank God. There are some things, Reverend, that is going to surprise a lot of us. This is going to surprise a lot of us. What I'm saying today, I hope it resonates to you. I hope it gets in your soul that you can see God, knowing that once you in his hand, once you in the master's hand, no man can pluck you out. That means once you stay in faith, once you stay with him, no one can pull you out, brother. No one.
Yes.
Not one person. But you can walk away, Reverend. He mm-hmm. said walk away. He said if you in his hands, if you in his hand, you ain't going to walk away, Reverend. You know why? Because mm-hmm. you have him in your heart. That walk away is when I said when you just leave the fellowship and you mm-hmm. serving another God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And you believe in fellowship in that God is a way to get you to salvation. That's when you out of his hand, my sisters and brothers. That's when you are blaspheming mm-hmm. the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible said, after you have tasted the good word, the knowledge, and you turn, he said, it's impossible. I'm going to do this here. If you ever had it, can I do it like this? Because if you had it, you would never, ever, ever walk away from God. Never. If he's in you, you will be crying and say, Father, I have something in my heart I shouldn't be thinking about. I have something in my head I should be, Lord, remove it, because you fear the reverence of God. Again. Proverbs tells us again. It just comes to my head again. Can I do it again?
Yes.
Proverbs comes mm-hmm. to my head again. He said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Yes.
But the fool, help me, Holy Spirit, despise wisdom and instruction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So once
yes,
you
sir.
Hear the word, and once it gets in you, you can accept rebuke. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can accept reprove, and you can accept God's love, because he chastened us. He disciplined us when we mess up. And I'm telling you right now, you want that right now, my brother and sister. You
yes.
want God to chase you right now. You want God to get in your business right now, because you don't want him to get you the day of judgment and say,
mm-hmm.
I knew you not. I knew you not. You work up iniquity. I knew you not. You don't want that. You don't want to race this race in vain. You want to be like that over in the L15 over there. Old Corinthians over there, and they said you want to serve the Lord and labor in the Lord, and so your race won't be in vain, my brother. Do
that's
be
right.
steadfast and unremovable. You don't have to know every scripture. What you got to do is know that he loves you, and whatever you do, don't let nobody turn that love from him to you. And mm-hmm. the only way you can do that is if you walk away. I believe it. The Bible says you. He said you can blaspheme me, but don't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. If you don't do that,
right.
you will have action to get in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because I believe
mm-hmm.
what he said, if he did strong enough, Lord, remove it. And then resist it. Now, I'm not going to tell you we're not going to make that mistake and
mm-hmm.
fall back to it. We said we quote something earlier, and I think Rev read it. And he probably everyone got it. Paul said, I find myself doing things. I really
mm-hmm.
do. I find myself doing it. I caught myself doing it, and I know it's wrong. Can I do it like that? But I like this boy. He gave me some hope, because I know we all fall short, right? He gave me some hope. He said, thank be to God. He thanking God, because he know God can see what's worse of him and turn it for the good. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you want God? Don't
yes,
you want to hear God? Don't you want to hear God's voice? See, they had a problem. They had the leaders had a problem right there. Don't have that problem. If he's Lord
mm-hmm.
in your life and he speaks to you, stop, man. Stop, sister. Stop, daughter. Stop, brother. And hear the Lord. You don't have to be right on everything. You can sit
mm-hmm.
there and some of them ain't going to receive it anyway. You just pray and keep on pushing. Because one time he told them, and when he sent them out, he said, when you go to somebody's house, Reverend Henry, and they don't show no hospitality, he said, you take that peace, and you return that peace back to you, and you dust
mm-hmm.
your feet off and go to. See, that sounds wrong to a lot of folks when they don't understand the word. But when you're in the word, you know that's right, because you're not lying. They're not lying the word to help them at that time. So what you're doing, you are casting pearls before swine. And what you're doing, the swine is doing, he or she will take that, what you give them, and put it on their feet, Reverend, and stomp and trample all over it. You know what I'm talking about? Don't give me that mess, that God stuff. And as soon as somebody dies, as soon as somebody gets sick, Reverend Henry, can you pray for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, oh, I know it right about it. I know it right about it, man. It's what we're supposed
yes,
to do,
sir.
Man. We're supposed to pray for him. We're supposed to pray for him, man. You know, we're supposed
mm-hmm.
to pray for him. You know, and that goes to the point. We don't want to be God. Let God be God. You know what I'm talking about? And I know it'd be hard sometimes because the same one talk about you and run you down, and the same one going to probably need you later on in prayer or scripture. I remember a time that they didn't want to hear Jesus at all, like right now. They didn't want to hear Jesus. They were trying to find something wrong in them. And Jesus said, again, I give unto you eternal life, and they should never perish, and neither should any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. So that's sealed. Once you're down, that's why people say that. That's when people run to this. Now, I'm telling you, this is just me. You don't have to believe me. You know, you can go study. This is me. I just don't believe that you can live any kind of way and serve God. I just don't believe it. I think it should be some kind of conviction there. I believe that I just don't believe that once saved, always saved stuff. I just don't. I'm not stupid enough to argue with a lot of brothers, but for what's in my heart, that is careless to me, because that means you're taking what Jesus did on the cross. This is what I believe now. That you did since Jesus went to the cross and he died and rose, that means you can do whatever you want. That's what you're telling me when you do that. That's what you're telling me now. It might not be telling nobody else on this line, but it's telling me that when you think you can live anyway and thank God is going to receive. I just read scripture. Scripture said that the man had healed in his name, delivered his name, and he told him to get away from him, thou work of a nigga. Don't you know God's word would not come back, boy? Don't you know God would look at you, Reverend Henry, brother, Reverend? Don't you know God will look at us? And I'm going to tell you something. I'm scared to tell somebody you can't lose salvation. I'm scared of that because I think I will have to. No, matter of fact, I know I would have to answer that.
I know if we'll tell somebody
you can live and you don't have to worry about God never leaving you, I'm telling you, he left the church in Israel several times. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. He left them. You know what I'm talking about? And he left them so he could punish them. And when he left them, he punished them. Then when they repented, he came back to them. Oh, I know him right
here.
And so I'm telling you, I'm scared to tell somebody, man, you don't have to worry about it. You saved, you ain't never done to worry about it. You can go out there, you can do what you want to. That's what they pretty much telling them. That's how they're going to take it. You know what I'm talking about? So what we teach, we teach and we try to preach is we try to tell you to restrain and be subjective and be what's going to cause you to fall. Because you can't, I just can't believe a person have lived in hellish. And watch this, if I'm wrong, y'all pray for me. Now, this is so weird now. I just believe we take Hebrews 10 and 26 and throw it away. If you're going to do that, he said, if you willfully sin, that's what he said, not to get the knowledge, he said, you lose the sacrifice for sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then he did one worse than that. He said, I turn you over to a reprobated mind. Go look up reprobated and see what that means. That means without salvation. You know what I'm saying? So I really believe have to study to show yourself approved unto God. I believe you have the right to divide the word and truth. I believe we can't be like God and tell people that they can do this and that. We have to turn them to God and let God convict them, because people are leaving the church because the Bible says it's going to happen anyway, Brother D. It's going to be a great falling away. And I think that it's been falling away right now. I think people are not coming like they used to. They're leading on to the social media and more than being in the presence of the Lord. Oh, yes, man. I know him right about it. They're leaning more on that. And that's why he said, if you're in God's hand, you're in my Father's hand. That's what he said. No man can pull you out of this because he's bigger than the world, right? That's what he said.
Mm.
He's greater than all. I mean, he's greater than any person a human being can ever think of. You cannot be pulled out of there. So what I'm saying, if you know and you still do wrong, right, and you fall short, I'm not saying that you can't get in. I'm saying that it'll be scurrilous for the righteous to get in. But I do know one thing. We read it today in Ephesians, but it's going to be by grace, not by the works the man does so he can boast.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be by the grace of God. I do know that. That's why I say
mm-hmm.
that a lot of things we're not going to understand. We're going to probably think, man, he should have went to hell. You know what I'm talking about, man? Man, she should have went to heaven. You know what I'm talking about, but we're going to find out that God has all of that, and we don't have that. No man has that. God has it. So I want to leave you with this and tell you, thank God for the word. Thank God for his peace. And thank God for the words that went forth. So if you ain't never heard nothing, I want to tell you, I told you, and you do not believe. I told you, and you do not believe. God has told us to do some things recently and right now, and we don't believe in it because we're not doing what he asked us to do. Number one, come to Jesus as you are. You can't fix yourself. The how you fix it is the closer you get to the cross like we're doing right now, and we're keeping ourselves there. And soon, one day, you're going to quit all the things you call yourself liking and start serving him a little closer. You can still have the activities, a lot of things, but you can keep it holy, really.
Mm-hmm.
We took the land, but we keep it holy, really, unto God.
Yeah.
You know, so I thank him for the ministry. I thank him for the scripture. And I thank you guys for the prayers, because this is a, Reverend, it's a tough task, man, to try to do this every day like we do. But we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you, and we thank you. That's all I have, Rev.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lord.
Brother D. Rev, y'all.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
I got background noise here. Hope you guys can hear me. And clearly, first give me honor to God, who's truly the head of my life. I want to thank my brother again for a word from the Lord. Then I want to help him out a little bit. Hear my brother say he afraid to tell people, I'm not. I beg to deal with my brother. I'm not afraid to tell him, because I tell him every day of my life, as long as the Lord spare me to live, that once you are saved, you are forever saved, as long as you stay with the Lord. If you choose to walk away, then you God didn't leave you. You left him. I heard my brother gave my one of my favorite scriptures. I was says, once you come under the knowledge of Christ, he said, there's no more sacrifice for your sin. He's not going back to the cross. My brother just told you that. He already did that. He spent all our sin on a place called Calvary. And he's not going back. So as long as you're willing to serve God and do God's will, yes, once you save, you always save. When you choose to not do God's word, to not live by God's word, you chose not to be saved. He didn't unsave you. You unsaved yourself. You really did. And then I have to beg the difference. Were you ever saved? If you chose to walk away from, were you ever saved? I tend to think the latter. Because if you truly know the Lord, once you truly know him, I heard my brother say it himself, you don't want to leave him. You can't get close enough to him, remember? You love him so much.
Yes, sir.
You start seeing things in a totally different light once you, if you was ever truly saved. You start seeing things differently. You start seeing things in the light of love. You find that hatred that was in your heart is no longer there. That dislike is no longer there. You wanted to be there, and it can't be there because you're living and seeing things through the eyesight of love. And brother, I got to get off. I, as always, I enjoy the word. I just love the word of God. I got to get off now. I got to go up in this traffic court here. But as my brothers say, I love you, brothers. I love you, brother. I enjoy hearing the word from you. And if it's the Lord's will, I will see you all tomorrow at the same bat time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
God bless you, brother. Appreciate you, brother. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning to all. Thank God for what he has allowed us to experience. And the word is plain. If we willingly do things, we're not removing. God's not removing us, but we're removing ourselves. See, he gives us this free choice. This free choice, you know. So because he don't force himself upon you, but he wants you to choose him freely. So when you freely choose something else, guess what? You're not choosing him. It's plain. There's no more sacrifice. Once you decided because of you gonna do what you wanna do, you know, God speaks to us through his word. God speaks to us through songs. God speaks to us through, if we were, even the scripture tell you, he that has an ear, let him hear. And he makes it so plain. But see, when we decide, we're going to either try to trip him up or try to act like we don't know it. That's how we started off our lesson today. They tried to act like they didn't know. And he spoke it so plainly to them. So plainly to them. They see, but what man will do, they would try to find loopholes, or they would try to trick, you know. And the scripture even tell them, you know, you deceive yourself when you do that. But I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that he made it so plain and so clear, because if we could do anything and still be saved, why? Why we can't even walk on those grounds of blasphemy. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful in God's word, and we got to be careful what we say to people, because our words alter people's lives. There's power in the tongue. Death and life lies in the power of the tongue. Let's continue to pray and let God have his way. You know, when we jump on things, we got to be careful of what we say, because we are held accountable. Let's remember that. Because John the 10th chapter, he said, I told you and you believe me not.
Yes, sir.
You know, you can. That's money in the bank, right? I told you, you believe me not, but I'd rather believe others. You know, but God's word, he said before any of his word is would be untrue, if you don't mind the paraphrase, the heaven and earth will pass away. So that's just how true and sure his word is, we can stand upon it. Hallelujah. Only translation should be is transformed, the transformation in us. When we just believe it and we receive it and just take him at his word. But we thank God. We could thank God. Thank you for the messenger. So wonderfully explained it. So beautifully explained it. You know, and if you're looking for a loophole, Christ has settled all accounts. And don't judge yourself by the bricks in the building, but build yourself by the cornerstone and see how you lined up to that cornerstone. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But we thank God, thank you, Annie, for what you have sent in to us. You sent in a fire to be kindled. Luke 24. Did not our hearts burn within us? He talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us.
That's
how it was this morning. That's how it was this morning. And God blessed you to open up the scriptures and from one prophet to the next. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, and the Holy Spirit will make witness of itself. You know, God, not only does he give us the word, but and we read the word, and he will witness to the truth.
Come on.
He witnessed to the truth through the Holy Spirit, and those that have the Holy Spirit, they will know, yeah, that's the truth. that's the truth, and the truth is the gospel. So, yeah, a fire kindled. And she said, you cannot start a fire in another heart till it is burning in your own.
You know what, man, when you said that, man? Yes, sir. She should have never read that scripture. Hey, when she said that, long time ago, man, it's just been a young man come on an AM channel down here, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere like that. I think they call it Heaven in 97, right?
Come on now.
After every lesson, you might know him.
After every lesson,
it was a young man, a young lady come behind and said, and it said to one to another, did not our heart burn within us? Wow.
Yes, sir.
He talked with us by the way and why he opened up the scripture to us.
Open up the scripture.
Boy,
yes,
that's been one for years. When you get away and hear somebody rightly vibe that word and pull the flesh out of the way and let the spiritual man speak plain and edifying, brother, it burns because it turns you to listen and try to do not a hearer, but a doer. So that's why, because as soon as Jesus said that to them, Reverend, the Bible said he
started seeing yourself, bro. You started seeing yourself.
Yes, that's it.
You see your own.
There you go. Look what he said, brother. He said, and they rose up the same hour and returned to the 11. Gathered together, and them that were with them said, the Lord has risen indeed. And then they appeared unto Simon, and they told the things what they have done in that way and how he was known of them by breaking off the bread. I like that scripture there, boy. Ooh, I love that scripture.
Yes, sir.
That do something to me when I read that scripture.
That's right. Then they burn within. Yes, sir.
You remember that young man? Okay.
Yes, sir. Did not a heart burn within him.
Yeah.
As he spoke with us. And see, what we have to remember, when God is blessing someone, you know, and Brian might remember this preacher, and he always stands up. Whenever a preacher starts to preach, he always stands up at the beginning and he says, stand.
He
shows as a witness. See, when you trust in God, you can pray and expect. You know, we need to go to service expecting God to speak. And then we will be careful. How we question, we'll be careful how we treat the preacher, the man of God. We will be careful, for we know that it's not him speaking in an hour, but the Holy Spirit. So it said, did not our heart burn within while he talked with us? Who's talking at this time? While he's talking, you know, we, oh, hallelujah. He told you at the beginning. I told you, and you did not believe. You know, he's been saying it a few days now. God's been talking. Are we listening? Are we listening? Are we listening to Romans? I think 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So why would we play with? You know, why would we play with? Why would we play with? And why would we play around with eternal security? The only eternal security, if we earnestly, with the best we can, continue to keep our hand holding God's hand, continue to, and we know that it is by grace that no man shall boast. Oh, I feel this Holy Spirit. You would know that it was because of the grace of God. And you got to keep your heart focused on Him. You know, we hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't wait till the last minute, but the day, the time that He give you, it's another moment to get as close as you can to Him. So because He said, at the very elect will be deceived. So hallelujah. That's why we gotta cling to Him. We gotta find out what's in His heart that we may do His will. Hallelujah. So you can understand why did not our heart burn with us when the scripture was being taught today? Did not our heart burn with us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So because we don't want to be one of the ones that the Lord had to tell us, I told you and you did not hear. We don't, but we want to be the one that, as He told us, we took full advantage. Because if God took the time to speak to you, hallelujah, you take full advantage of it and love Him dearly and watch how different things will be for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't believe me, but just trust Him. Hallelujah. Have that same testimony. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen to this. I need your help. We ain't got about 5 minutes. Can I get your help?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What is it? He said, if I have told you earthly things,
mm-hmm.
and you believe not, how shall mm-hmm. you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, brother? If I
have told you
earthly things, and you believe not,
I told you.
How?
He said, mm-hmm.
he said, and how should you believe if I tell you heavenly things? I'll help you.
Yes, sir.
Remember, can you help mm-hmm. with that? Man? Can you help with that?
Yes, sir. How can we think above that we are yet on? And when I say that, how can we think above to the heavenly if we haven't received the earthly? you know, we always say meet them where they at. God comes to us and meet us on where we are. And sometimes instead of us just, if He tell you you're a lie, if He tell you you're wrong, accept that and let Him, oh, hallelujah, let Him show you the light. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the Holy Spirit. If I told you earthly things and you believe not, I said, you believe if I tell you heavenly things. If you are carnal, and you don't believe that you're carnal, hallelujah, how can you receive spiritually? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you're carnal, and you need a buy of me. Oh, hallelujah. Things have been tried and fired. You need a buy of human and Holy Spirit and the only way to receive that is you got to believe it and receive it and trust all of the word. And even if it's cutting you up, say, thank you, Lord, and Lord, help me. Help me. I don't want to go on my own understanding. I don't want to go on what I think. But, Lord, help me receive what you're giving me in the name of Jesus. So if I told you everything and you believe them, how shall you believe if I tell you you're carnal? How are you going to believe if I'm trying to show you something spiritual that's everlasting? Hallelujah, because that spirit of me, oh, that's going to be everlasting, whether it's in heaven or whether it's in the Genesis that make the burning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With fire and brimstone. But hallelujah. Accept that. That he's telling you that he'll give you more. Hallelujah. But you must first accept we all have sinned and come short of the glory. So since I am a word of sinner, how can I be a saint? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, this is good. This is good. Thank you, Lord. First things first. First things first, and more precision, and also seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew 6:33, and I believe the rest of that says that all other things will be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek God. Hallelujah. Accept it. Don't try to question if he is or if Jesus is, but seek him first. Seek him, and then when you find him, receive him. And the way you receive him, just open up your heart, because he's all right there. If he's giving you the thought, he's already at your door. If he's giving you opportunity to try to make a decision, he's already right there. Just open up and receive. Hallelujah. Ain't no magical thing you have to do, but just say, Lord, I believe. And then pray on yourself sometimes. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help the things that give me strength for that hinders me. Hallelujah. Because he created you, so he know you better than you know yourself. Know that. Thank you, Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew 6:33. Also, she said, those who lay up treasures in heaven are the richest people on earth. Those who lay up treasures in heaven are the richest people on earth. Praise the Lord. One more. She's calling you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He said, they're calling you. 1 Samuel 3:1-10, but 1 Samuel 3:6, the Lord called yet again Samuel. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Memory thought Christ calls the restless ones to find the rest in him. Christ calls the restless ones to find the rest in him. If you're looking for peace, it's in Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's all that Reb and myself been trying to present to you. Hallelujah. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So accept the way of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you'll define. You don't have to worry about anything else, but just accept his way and follow it. Hallelujah. Simple and plain. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Now, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, the Holy Spirit, when the truth is go forth, the Holy Spirit will make witness of itself. Hallelujah. It'll manifest. And you will say, have the testimony, did not my heart burn within? Your heart will be burning. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, the spirit of a man, see, this word is bread, and it goes into your spirit, and it feeds it, and it gets stronger. But the flesh, because it's an earthly, it's going to fight against that. It don't want the things of God. But your spirit yearns and longs, hallelujah, for that word. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I feel this Holy Spirit. Let me stop, but I just thank God. He's just opening. Man, he's just opening up. It's just flowing right. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do we do to feed that spirit, man? We can take all the singing, all the, because that doesn't fight. You know, that's why it's like a love song to some, but that word goes in and it cuts, and then those that are offended, hallelujah, they try to lash back at it, but that word would go in and it would cut and divide. It goes between the bone and the marrow, but it gets to that spirit man and gives him a choice whether he will receive this bread of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Great, great lesson. We have great lesson. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Vixen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Hallelujah.
You had a point.
Thank you, Lord.
You had a point. You can do this for me, man. You can pray for us, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray for us. I'm going to ask you to do something for us. Pray for the ones, man. They're getting ready for a big race, man. These guys are focusing on this race, right? You know, they'd be successful, not only just finance, but these guys have a good time, and plus they don't get hurt, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, they might hurt their pocket, but not the flesh side.
It's,
you know,
the body. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and then keep them, put a special prayer on the ministry, man. You know. God's plan, man. Pray
Thank
for
you, Jesus.
The ministry.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I say the ministry, I mean everyone attach themselves to it. You know, talking about listening or participate, you know, give a special a prayer over that, you know. I'm not thinking of coming on the trail, you know, if we do that.
Yes,
you know.
Sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Not saying that race in Memphis is the only race this weekend, right? But I'm talking about all tracks, but especially that one, you know, just because it's going to be a lot of people coming there, you know. Starting the day, you know, going down there. You know what I'm saying? But traveling grace there and back, and no one get hurt at home, man. They might get their feelings hurt, but have a good time, man. You know, just keep them lifted up.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And I think the whole deal is if you just lift that up, man, you know what I'm talking about? You know, it'd be good. Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah. It was something about, I'm doing this way, it was something about a song. You know, it was about that song about the deliverance me, you know, the Exodus. I heard that woman, I heard her one day rapping. And she just denounced the church. You know what I'm talking about? She disnounced the church one time, right?
Recently,
right? And she was cussing and she was doing a lot of things. Yeah, and but she had a beautiful song that she sung. But that's what I'm saying by entertainment. You know what I'm talking about? Now I hear that song different to me. I know what the words mean, but it's different for me because. When she sings it now, it moves me a little different way because the way she is right now, you know what I'm saying? So pray for her, man. Lift her up, man.
Yeah, you know,
because when I seen that, I heard that, it was on social media real strong, man, you know. But pray for her, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Because she talked about the church real bad, you know. But what I'm saying is the deliverance, was it just a lip service of the song? Or happy making lip? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That thing that come out of the
looking for
the,
I was looking
for the
I was looking for that song by Trust. You know, Trust.
Okay.
Trust by Richard Smallwell. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
I'm gonna see if I can find it. Something spiritual, you know, because they didn't trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, them, you know, they didn't trust them at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But keep us in prayer. Lift her up, man. Lift her up. Lift her up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lift her up, man. You know, lift her up. I ain't gonna miss her name, but if somebody knows the song, they know the person I'm talking about. You know. But yeah, man, lift her up, man. You know, because she says some harsh things.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says some harsh things. Mm. Lift her up, though. Lift her up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. You got it, Rip.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. We, as we go to God in prayer, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God in heaven, Father, we come in the humblest way that we know how, Lord. Asking you, Father, that you would forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for lessons that you give us, Father God. Let us know that you're listening. Thank you for being in attendance with us, Father God. Keep teaching us, Father. Keep letting us know the things that you want us to know, that, Father God, so when you come back, we can go with you, Father God, that we will not be disobedient children, but obedient children, Father God. We want to do thy will, Father God. We want to do the things that are pleasing in thy sight, Father God, for you, because you love us, Father God, and because you first loved us, Father God, and you allowed us love. Oh, Father God, our hearts are overjoyed, Father God, as you warm us with your Holy Spirit, as you put comfort in our hearts, Father God, no matter how weary the day can get sometimes, but we have your love, Father God, and we say that we thank you. We thank you, Father God. We lift up, Father God, those that will go and, Father God, to do these races, Father God. Protect them, Father. Put it up on their minds, Father God, that they need to be safe, Father God, and let them, Father God, in the midst of it, Father God, remember you, Father God, hallelujah, the giver of life, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, and those that are yet trying to make you their choice, we ask that you help them, Father God, to choose you over and over, hallelujah, bless them. Remove the things that would hinder them and hinder their thoughts, Father God. And Father God, we just want to tell you that we love you. And we pray for this ministry, Father God, and every ministry broadcast that open up in your name that wants to do your will. Father, bless, continue blessings upon it financially, spiritually, Father God, and not to be just something play with, Father God, but it is the, and let it be as the necessity of life, Father God, how serious it should be, Father God, for we're speaking of you, Father God, and Father God, and bless us not to just throw anything out there, Father God, but, oh, hallelujah, that we be judged accordingly. Be careful with our speech, careful with the things we say, careful with the knowledge that we give, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for lead us and guide us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for the manifestation of your Holy Spirit. Father, we love you, and we thank you, Father, for those that come, Father God, and listen. Thank you for surely those that are praying for the success, Father God, not because, Father God, because of us, but because of you and what you've done for us, Father God, and let all your name gets the glory, hallelujah. All of you and none of us, Father God, for we lift up, bless us to lift you up more and more, even lift you up, even that it may be seen in our lives, that we love you, Father God, for the brilliancy of light that shines through us because of our love in our hearts for you, Father. Bless us to show this world that you yet live. Hallelujah. Thank you for each message, each messenger, hallelujah, even those that will stand in your name because they love you and they want to proclaim, hallelujah, your word, your will, keep your loving arms of protection. Please, our prayers that you keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And if danger should happen to befall us, still, Father God, let our hearts never turn against thee, but more towards thee, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you and we love you in the name of Jesus. Bless us. Trust. Bless us. Our trust, with our trust, with our hope in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The beginning and the end, if you Thank you.